is SB Nation Radio,
the next generation of sports radio.
Give me the hunter. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who wants to is out here. It's the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports Kings.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
From the Oakland 41. Osweiler, deep ball on the way, near side, over the shoulder, DeAndre Hopkins! What a grab inside the five, and he's out of bounds. Covered by David Amerson. 38.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Wild Card Weekend Show here on SB Nation Radio. I am live from our Houston, Texas studios. Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. It is the Sports Kings, and I'm here with my producer, Franklin Franco. Franklin, how you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm excited.
It's been a while since we did some work together, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm excited to get this going, you know, and the Texans won, so I'm even more happy.
Exactly, man. What a call. Good game yesterday. The Texans, the Houston Texans, they win a wild card matchup with the Oakland Raiders 27-14. Brock Osweiler, folks. I tell you what, this man is determined to let everyone here, not just in Houston, but just NFL fans all over the country, let them know that he's for real, okay? They named him the starter. Tom Savage, of course, got hurt. And, I mean, amazing game, okay? The Houston Texans won a wild card matchup there, and now they kind of wait and see what's going to happen in today's game. So, I mean, folks, we are excited. As you can tell, me and Franklin, and we want to get you excited as well. The show is brought to you by ONFX.com, ONFX.com, okay? I've told you so many times that you can get an affordable website at a great price, ONFX.com. All right, the show is also brought to you by the Hilton Galveston Island Resort. All right, the Hilton Resort in Galveston offers amazing amenities, fine dining, and an upscale atmosphere in the heart of Galveston, Texas. So I want to thank everyone listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 93. I mean, you folks do this every week. You get up early with me and Gene so we can talk some sports, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do something else. Okay, Franklin, you know what? I want to hear from the Houston Texans fans, okay? You guys, give me a call, 1-800-777-2907. We'll take your calls and get your thoughts on the Texans. Is this defense the greatest thing that's ever happened? It's the number one defense right now in football. And, I mean, can they do it? And I don't want to jinx them, Franklin. I don't want to jinx them because no team, okay, has ever hosted a Super Bowl in their backyard.
You're right. I don't want to jinx it either, man.
I don't even want to say it, but we all know what could happen, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we're not really just – you know, I'm not saying this because I like the Texans, okay? Also like the Raiders because the last time I saw the Raiders in a playoff game, I was at the Super Bowl in San Diego. That was the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we all know how that turned out. But unfortunately for the Raiders, they come into this game without their bread and butter, Derek Carr. I mean, unfortunate situation there. But to go all the way down to the third-string quarterback, which is a rookie, that was a tall order to ask this guy to come in and do what the impossible, especially against the number one defense. So I tell you what, a big win for the Texans. And I tell you what, Bill O'Brien made some comments. And I think let's go ahead and get Bill O'Brien's comments on this huge win by the Texans yesterday.
You know, I thought overall it was probably our best game of the year. You know, I thought that there were times that, you know, weren't great, obviously, but that happens in every NFL game. I thought overall it was our most consistent game. I thought there were examples of complimentary football. I thought we were able to flip the field position at times, which helped us, you know, pin them deep, make them drive it, and give our players a lot of credit. They executed the game plan well.
I mean, amazing. If your head coach is saying that this was the best game of the year, I think other teams in the AFC should be worried. I think they should, Franklin. I mean, when your coach, I mean, he has watched you all season. You play 16 games. He said this game, that game yesterday, was their best game ever.
Yeah, it was. And you know how Bill O'Brien, it's hard to please him. And
yes.
He actually came out and said,
I was shocked.
Exactly. I was like, wow.
I was shocked.
He's a tough guy.
Right, to hear that. And of course, if you watch the NFL Network or any of the other networks, you saw him in the locker room say this to the team. I mean, this was, he said it to the reporters. He said it to the team. I tell you what, the things that you have to say to get your team fired up, because they don't know who they're going to play just yet. So we got, you know, Steelers and the Miami Dolphins play later on today. And, of course, you also got the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers. So a couple of rematches taking place in the today's wild card games. But great stuff. I mean, Osweiler, back to Osweiler. And, I mean, you know, this was a game he had to win. He had to get this game because, I mean, it's a playoff win. And, you know, this guy has been beat up and battered. I mean, come on, how depressing was it to get benched a couple of weeks ago and then to come back and be a starter in the game?
It looked like he had some fire under him. He was ready to play, and he was ready to show the fans out here in Houston that, you know, he wants to take this team to a different level.
And with the number one defense, I mean, you don't have to do a whole lot. He's almost in the same situation he was in with Denver, with that great defense, and coming in, filling in for Peyton Manning during those games. I mean, all he had to do was come in and manage the game. He didn't, you know, you don't really have to do a whole lot. I mean, defense still wins championships, folks. And if you really, you know, believe in that mantra, then the Houston Texans are in a good position to take this thing as far as they need to go. KC, I tell you what, it was good to see the Texans get a win, because last year I was here, and everybody knows, and I hate to keep bringing back old, you know, news, but the 30-0, the game was over before I even drove down from Dallas. I'm like, wait, don't, Kansas City, don't score anymore. 30-0, the Houston fans were just distraught. Sports bars were emptying out last year this time, man, but yesterday, and amongst all those fans, I mean, they really got to see a great game. So let's talk about defense, okay? This thing, you know, how can you have the number one defense when perhaps the number one player ever on defense is not even on the field? Okay, J.J. Watt has become a cheerleader, so to speak, and his presence on the field, had heard a couple of fans yesterday say, hey, you know what? Just put any number on him. Put him in the game, okay? Just, I mean, come on. He's walking around. He looked like he could play. Put him in the game, right? So, but Jadeveon Clowney, the people here in Houston, I mean, they've beaten this guy up many times for his lack of play. He got injured. This guy is back. One reason why they have the number one defense. And, of course, he had some things to say, too, after that game.
That was good, man. We needed it. You know, people just think we're here just to be in the playoffs. We ain't just here for the playoffs. We're here to try to win games and move forward. And that's what we're here to do. No matter what the outside say or the critics say, we know what we got. We're just going to keep fighting all season, like I tell y'all every time I talk to y'all. So that's what we're here to do.
When you say y'all, he's talking about us, the media. We know what he's talking about, right? And just like what I said, okay, we have beaten this guy up. And, I mean, to have this guy making this statement, he is the leader of this team on defense. And you got two – I mean, you're looking for leaders. Brock Osweiler showed that he is now a leader. And you got Jadeveon Clowney. Those two guys, if they can keep this team focused, man, who knows what the Texans can do. And it's just incredible. It was incredible to be out there yesterday. But, Franklin, what is up with this cold weather? This is the coldest it's ever been since I've made the trip from Dallas down to Houston.
Yeah, it's extremely cold. Like, a few days ago it was okay, but now it's very cold. And I don't really like the cold weather because it kind of hurts my back. But yeah. I'm just trying to make sure that it just at least it stays like this.
This is it's unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be good for the Texans because they might be going to play in these conditions.
Exactly.
Of course, they play in a dome stadium, but I don't know if that's going to – just being in this – it's crazy. 38, 25 degrees, something you don't see in this part of Texas.
Now, we haven't seen snow. I mean, you're Dallas. Is there snow over there? Right?
Yeah, there was snow.
Oh, wow.
It was dusty.
Dusty, okay.
Yeah, it was that stuff. The wind blows, it's, you know, but – and what amazes me is people try to make a snowman out of dust. It won't happen, folks. It's like you know what dusting is? You open up a salt shaker, you put a salt on the table, that's what is a dusting. You can't make a snowman out of salt, so you can't make a snowman out of dust. But anyway, folks, a lot of stuff to talk about here, of course. And like I said, I want to get your comments on the Texans' victory yesterday, beating those Oakland Raiders. And, of course, we're going to talk some Raiders, too. So, folks, anyway, need you to stick around. We are just getting started here. The Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show is now the NFL Wild Card Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Yes, you don't want no problems with me, folks. That's right. That's why I am Mean Gene the Sports Machine. Coming to you live on SB Nation Radio, Houston, Texas, folks. It is Sunday, January 8, 2017, and it is the NFL Wild Card Weekend. A lot of stuff to talk about today. And I'm here in the studios with my producer, Franco. Franklin Franco. DJ Franklin Franco. All right, so this is what's happening, okay? We gave a lot of props to Jadeveon Clowney yesterday in that game for his spectacular play all over Connor Cook yesterday. The guy didn't have a chance to do anything. But there were some other heroes in that game, and I didn't want to not mention them. How about Jonathan Joseph? All over the place, making tons of tackles. Whitney Marcellus had a great game. And A.J., is it Bouye? Is that Bouye?
Yeah, it's A.J. Bouye.
Yeah, A.J.
He's
Bouye.
Been very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
He had a pick yesterday, too, at the
Absolutely.
End,
yeah. So, I mean, that's why, you know, it was just a team effort there on defense, led by, of course, Jadeveon. But, I mean, man, there were some great plays in that game yesterday. In the first half of that game, man, I mean, it was just poor field position for the Raiders. I mean, I didn't think they were ever going to get past the 50-yard line. But, I mean, let's just look at some of the stats here. Lamar Miller, 31 attempts, 73 yards, had a touchdown. And, of course, Brock. How about Brock running the ball? 6 attempts for 15 yards. He had a rushing touchdown. Man, that's when you know this guy meant business and he wanted his team to win. DeAndre Hopkins had 5 catches, 67 yards, and a TD, his longest one, that 38-yarder. And Will Fuller showed up as well. I mean, just a great, great matchup all around, a great game all around. So Osweiler finished 14 of 25, 168 yards, touchdown for a rating, a QB rating, since it seems like this is what these guys are measured against, 90.1, which is not really bad. Not bad at all. So over on the Oakland side, okay, want to talk about the Raiders. I mean, just tough not coming in with your quarterback. But Connor Cook, tough day, very tough day. 18 of 45 for 161 yards, a touchdown. Not one, not two, but 3 interceptions will get you a rating of 30.0. Just bad, Franklin.
Yeah, very bad. He started off very slow, and then I feel like he started to pick it up at the end, but – I mean, it sucks for him. He was thrown into that spotlight, you know. But I hope
not
he can learn.
From Michigan State, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Those come from behind victories at the college level.
I was starting to think that. I was like, wait, this can't happen.
Well, because the Texans seemed like they just went into what, that prevent defense or something.
Yeah.
Just seemed like the game wasn't important anymore.
Yeah.
In those last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter, but no, you got to play to the end. And but they got it together, and a rookie is going to be a rookie. And I tell you what, can't wait the next week, the divisional rounds, because we got another rookie quarterback about 200-and-something miles north of Houston.
Oh, you, that the big boy.
That other rookie, yeah. That yeah, two different rookies we talking about, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. But anyway, hats off to the Raiders, a great season. I mean, it just did not turn out to be – You know, I thought the defense would actually step it up. I mean, Khalil Mack, what a great year. This guy is still a beast. Not the best game yesterday, but still a leader on that team. Still a young Raiders team.
Yeah, very young, and they're only going to get better. Imagine if they had, you know, Derek Carr.
Yeah, I mean, but I tell you what, though, and I had to kind of like just close my eyes and think for a minute. Even with Derek Carr yesterday, that the Texans were so fired up. I don't know if the Raiders would have got out of here with a win with Derek Carr. I mean, it might have been a more competitive game, but I just think the Texans were just fired up, and I think they were going to win that game regardless, especially from the defensive effort. So we'll wait and see what happens, and, you know, throughout the week, we're not going to, you know, say what's going to happen, you know, whether it's KC, whether it's New England. You know, you're just going to, like, enjoy the victory, okay? And, you know, I'll let all the other guys, you know, Sean and those guys, let them break that down, you know, like they do. I just want to make sure that the Texans fans enjoy this win, okay? You got a playoff win, night and day from last year. You got the number one defense. Man, great things can happen with the number one defense, so we'll see. How about that other game that took place? The late game last night was the Seattle Seahawks and the Detroit Lions, and it's the beat-up Detroit Lions, right?
Yeah, those guys are short.
Right. I mean, come on. This was like if you're gambling, you know, all right, if you're a gambler, this was the easiest bet to make. I mean, I don't know what kind of money you would have put on that Detroit would have lost that game. Seattle was not going to lose this game. They win 26-6. When Seattle scores 26 points in the playoff game, that's almost like a blowout. Seattle wins ugly. They will beat you 13-12, 9-3, and they don't really care, you know. But yesterday, I mean, it just was no way in hell they were going to lose that game. But I tell you what, if you didn't see the game, okay, because I know most Houston Texans fans, they were out getting, you know, fired up and stuff. They probably missed that game because celebrations was happening all over town last night. So you probably missed the game. But anyway, it was a great game, one of the craziest games. I mean, it was stuff that – things happened in this game that shouldn't have happened, okay? Paul Richardson, Doug Baldwin, I tell you what, I know right now – well, maybe not right now, but maybe later on today that Russell Wilson should be taking these guys out to dinner because they saved his hide. I've never seen so many one-handed catches in a game. And how about – I think it was in the second quarter, Richardson making the catch. Let's listen to the call and see how that went down.
Tanner McAvoy on. He'll go out wide left with Richardson. I formation behind Russell Wilson, Reese, and Rawls. Fourth and goal in a scoreless first half. McAvoy motioning, slot left side. Wilson gets the snap, play action, sets to throw. Floating it for the end zone for Richardson. Reaching out with one hand, and he makes a circus grab. Tavon Wilson was all over him, and Richardson reaching around Wilson pulls it in with one hand. What a touchdown to cap the scoring drive. 6-0 Seattle as Paul Richardson with the highlight of the game here in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear the excitement in the announcer's voice there. And what a crazy, crazy catch, Franklin. Crazy.
Yeah, that was amazing. I think it might have topped Odell Beckham's catch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was over his body.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just crazy. There was no way that he should, with the defender all over him, there was no way he should have caught that ball. And that's why I say Russell Wilson needs to take these guys out to dinner because, I mean, that's basically an incompletion. Right? That's an incomplete pass. I mean, his receivers bailed him out yesterday. And one thing I noticed about Russell Wilson, he is not an accurate passer. That shows. I mean, he's not going to put the ball where it needs to be.
Yeah, he kind of is like blindfolded and just throws it up and just hopes that his receiver comes up with it. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, he had to complete a circus catch, you know?
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I tell you what, we'll get more into the Seattle and Detroit game because a lot of just crazy things happened in that game. So I want you to stick around and check that out. So, folks, hey, you are listening to the Sports Kings Wild Card Weekend Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Wilson leaning in on his right foot, awaiting the shotgun snap, barking out the signals, gets it chest high, throws for the end zone. It is caught! touchdown. Doug Baldwin took it away from Jermaine Kearse. Both were running in the exact same area. It looked like it was headed for Kearse until Baldwin
unreal. Unbelievable. How does a player intercept a football from his own teammate? That's what happened in the Seattle versus Detroit game yesterday. I told you there were two circus-like catches in that game, and that was the second one, Russell Wilson to Doug Baldwin, a pass that looked like it was intended for Jermaine Kearse, and Doug Baldwin just got it. I mean, and this is why Doug Baldwin has emerged as one of the top, you know, receivers, not only on the Seattle Seahawks team, but in the league. So, anyway, folks, we are back here once again. Mean Gene Sports Machine, Franklin Franco, my DJ, my producer, doing everything to make sure you get your entertainment this morning. So we were just wrapping up the Detroit and Seattle game, and a couple other things happened, okay? Anquan Boldin, and Franklin, I'd like to get your comments on this. Anquan Boldin nearly ruined this game for he did ruin it for Detroit. I mean, here's a guy that always had a great attitude and everything. He's well-respected in the league, but yesterday his head was not in that game.
Yeah, he was everywhere. He was not focused, you know
not
what I'm saying?
Focused.
He was everywhere. I guess he just needed to relax and let the game come to him.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of weird to see Anquan Boldin, you know, getting two personal foul penalties. I mean, these things come with, 15 yards?
And this stuff costs the team, you know?
Right.
Kind of like you need to make sure that you're not hurting the team because we want to be able to,
Absolutely. Absolutely. Franklin, you know what? I think you got a job waiting for you in the NFL, man. You can get out there and help those guys. Get it. Somebody needs to talk to these guys.
Try to get out there and mentor these guys, right?
Right. So they need that. Trust me. We all need mentorship, no matter how old we are. You know, we need it. But anyway, so that was just crazy. But the crazy thing happened that you didn't see, and you're probably going to hear more and more about this week, as the officials felt that Paul Richardson may have grabbed a face mask and against Tavon Wilson, the guy that was trying to, you know, block, you know, that was all over him, but he still made this catch. And the referees, according to, and this is coming from NBC, okay, so according to Jim Caldwell, one of the officials came over and basically apologized for missing the face mask penalty. And then, of course, now the officials are saying that that didn't happen. That will be the topic of – you will hear that all this week, all right? And I don't know what the VP of officiating, what he's going to say about this stuff, but normally it's not protocol for an official to go to the sidelines and apologize to a coach during a game. Maybe it happened. I'm not calling Jim Caldwell a liar, so we shall see.
Yeah, we're going to see if that – if it comes out, I doubt it, but, you know. It's just very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So, nevertheless, I believe the Seattle Seahawks are going to Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. So, Atlanta is the number two seed. And so, we're going to see the Atlanta Falcons. Man, that's another team that's playing some lights-out football. So, we're going to see how far the Seattle Seahawks are going to take this thing. But I will say that I know for a fact that this will be their fifth straight divisional appearance. So this is incredible. And we all know that the Seahawks know a little thing about winning Super Bowls, actually went back-to-back Super Bowls. So we should see. So, all right, there is going to be other action taking place later on today. You got Wild Card Weekend, what continues with the number three seed and the AFC North champions, Pittsburgh Steelers. So the Steelers are the number three seed. That's what I meant to say. They will play host to the number six seed, Miami Dolphins, at Heinz Field. And immediately following that game, we get to see the number five seed, which is the New York Football Giants. They would travel to Lambeau Field to face the NFC North champions, Green Bay Packers. So Steeler Nation will be all over the place. Had a chance to go to Heinz Field. If you're a Steelers fan, if you've never been there, you're wrong. You can't be a fan if you've never been to Heinz Field, right?
I was going to ask you that, Mean Gene. What is the atmosphere? Is it way different? I know you've been to quite a few different stadiums, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So is it a different feel?
It's a different feel. It's a small stadium, nowhere near as big as NRG or AT&T Stadium or even Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis. But it's a small amount. I mean, it's a small, you know, open stadium. But, man, that atmosphere and everything is black and yellow and those terrible towels.
Once those
you know
out.
You're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, for the Dallas Cowboys to do what they did there was amazing because it was just as many Cowboys fans, too. That's always a good rivalry. That's my Super Bowl matchup, hopefully. I want a rematch. I want a duo.
That would be nice.
That
right?
would be nice.
Here in Houston.
Yes, yes, here in Houston. Bring it all here.
There you go.
Tell you, man, because I don't know. The Cowboys getting that home cooking. They may not be playing in Dallas, but to not have to leave the state of Texas. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Back to them Steelers and the Dolphins. As you know, the Dolphins, this is a rematch of a game that took place, I want to say, what was it, week six? It was the October 16th, 2016. Miami Dolphins win 30-15. Big Ben, 19-34, 189 yards, a touchdown, two interceptions, which is what really hurt them. But I'm interested in knowing what Mike Tomlin thinks about this game.
We've played these guys earlier this year, and make no mistake, they got after us. They got after us in just about every way. We prepare with that understanding. We realize that each game stands alone, but you can't deny what's on video. And what's on video is the last time we saw these guys, they flat got after us.
They did, Mike Tomlin. You are right. And not to mention Terry Bradshaw got after you, too, later on. That's something different. But anyway, crazy game. The Steelers, I believe they were like 4-1, 4-2 or something like that. And it was just everybody was saying, hey, man, Pittsburgh is on fire. They are just going to run through this. And all of a sudden they ran into, I think they had already lost to Philadelphia. So they lost two games early on in the season that people shook their head and realized that, maybe Pittsburgh has some things that they need to work on. But anyway, I don't know if – I mean, the spread right now in this game, Franklin, is 11 points now. That's what I saw.
Wow.
Which is – I don't know. One reason why it's probably so high is because this is the first time ever in the playoffs that – Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Big Ben Roethlisberger has played together. So you got the Killer Bees, the three Bees.
So you finally get the whole team.
Yeah, you get
together.
The whole package.
Wow, okay.
I think that's part of it. I think knowing that you everybody's healthy on this Pittsburgh Steelers team. No injuries, at home, all three of your horses are ready to go. And something that I saw the other night, man, crazy, a pep rally. Pep rallies happen in college. High school, I've never seen a pep rally for an NFL team. And Jerome Bettis was there. Everybody, they brought everybody out. And it was, DJs, music playing. Crazy. Some, 20,000 people maybe for
wow,
pep rally.
For the pep rally.
An NFL pep rally. Crazy.
Yeah. Gene, I am very scared. I think Pittsburgh has a great chance to go far because once playoff time comes, they just seem to turn it up to a different level. Different level of football, you know what I mean? You have Big Ben, he can do anything.
I mean, excuse me if I sound too excited about this game, but anyway, it's going to be a good game. The Miami Dolphins, different Miami Dolphins team here. You got a backup quarterback coming in, something, stars are born in the playoffs. Seen a lot of Ryan Tannehill won't play today. Matt Moore tried to get it done for the Miami Dolphins. Just crazy, crazy, crazy situation here. I just can't believe it's an 11-point spread. So I certainly, if you're going to be out there in Vegas, if you're going to get online and do some gambling, I don't know if I would take that. I would probably take Miami in those points. That's a lot. But anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit more about it, folks, in the next segment. Once again, you are listening to the Sports Kings NFL Wild Card Weekend Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
We got players too, we've had guys that are playing at a high level and are showcasing their abilities. And I think it's time that people need to respect the fact that we have players on our offense too.
Miami running back, is it Ajayi?
Yes, sir.
How about that? So he's basically saying that, you know, do not discount the Miami Dolphins, okay? And like I said, the Dolphins beat the Steelers. Anytime you have beaten a team, then it just you don't really have that fear, okay? Regardless of what the spread is going to be, the Dolphins, they finished second in the AFC East with a 10-6 record. The Miami Dolphins are going to be on the road later today to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is our final segment here, Sports Kings Wild Card Weekend. And folks, remember, if you miss any part of this show, you can go to podcastarena.com. You can download the show where it says all podcasts. Actually, you can go to SB Nation Radio. Okay, go to sbnationradio.com. Then you can look for the podcast, all podcasts. Look for the Sports Kings logo. And there you go. You got the show. You can go back and listen to all of the shows. Or you can go to podcastarena.com as well and look for the Sports Kings logo. And it is all right there, folks. Also, hey, the Sports Kings, we did this last year in Las Vegas. Okay, we're going to do it again. This time we're going to have our Super Bowl party, our watch party. It's going to be at the Galveston Hilton Resort Island Hotel. That's going to be Sunday, February 5th. We get started an hour before kickoff and hang out until the end of the game. Raffle prizes, giveaways throughout the game. And a portion of all proceeds raised from that event will benefit the Houston Area Women's Center, which I will be visiting Monday and hanging out with them and seeing what it is that we can do to help them out. So it's going to be the Sports Kings, SB Nation Radio Sports Kings Super Bowl Watch Party. It's going to take place at the Hilton Galveston Island Resort. You want to come down there because it's going to be mad traffic here in the Houston area. If you've never driven or, you know, you don't even have to be driving. You can just be riding in the car. It's a lot of traffic, Franklin. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, very. It's way too much traffic.
That's why I do the show at 5 o'clock on Sundays. It's the best time to get here and get out of here.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the only one on the highway.
And then, again, you have, like, news breaking. You're the first one talking about it, too.
You know what? And that's what I like, okay? I am really going to miss the football season. I'm not even trying to get rid of this, you know, season. Man, it's going to hurt come February when it's all said and done. But right now, we still got a lot of football to talk about. So the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins will take place a little bit later on today. So interesting game. I because this is a prediction show, then I would say that the Pittsburgh Steelers will get revenge on the Miami Dolphins and win this game. I don't know if they're going to do it by this spread that's out there. But it's definitely, I think the Steelers are going to win.
Yeah, I have the Steelers winning too.
Okay, how about the next game? So another rematch, and I think this may have taken place in week four. It was the New York Giants going to Lambeau Field, and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers won 23-16. What I can remember from that game was Josh Brown had 3 field goals. He was probably – he had more points than anybody. I remember Aaron Rodgers going 23 of 45 for 259 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Not a great game. And, of course, back then, Eddie Lacy was playing before he got hurt, 81 yards. So, man, so this is going to be an interesting game because you got 2 Super Bowl quarterbacks. Eli Manning, 2 Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers, 1 Super Bowl. I mean, this is like the Giants, not the New York Giants, but just a colossal game of Giants is what I'm trying to say, and this is going to be one hell of a matchup.
Yeah, this is going to be a high scoring game. I think. I think Aaron Rodgers has turned the page. I think he's back.
Yes.
But again, the Giants have weapons on the edge, so we'll see.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy. I mean, you know. Odell Beckham and Eli hooked up in that first matchup when they played. But, man, it's a different Green Bay Packers team now. And, man, to see Aaron Rodgers running the ball, just really taking over the leadership. Green Bay's defense has stepped up a little bit to get Randall Cobb back. Just like people can't figure out why can't they stop Tom Brady to Edelman. Well, no one can stop Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, it's hard to stop that duo.
Right. I mean, it just happens. I mean, this guy is an underrated wide receiver, man. Anything that Aaron Rodgers put up there, and you can tell he's throwing it to a specific place, Jordy Nelson is there. And to have the running game hasn't really been all that good with Green Bay, but it didn't need to be because you got a good quarterback like Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers just figures out a way to put it at the right place, the right time, and just knows how to get it just there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm excited for that game, too. That's going to be a real good game.
And people, you know, the Giants, this is not the same Giants team that won those Super Bowls. I mean, and how they played late, how they looked good late. I mean, regardless, and I know Cowboys fans are like, you know, bring on the Giants. I had Jim Jeffcoat on the show last week, and he said, no, bring on the Giants. I mean, if the Giants were to win and have to face the Cowboys, you know, even though that's the only team the Cowboys, well, I mean, they beat them twice. But he said third time is a charm. The Dallas wants the Giants, but they don't want Green Bay. So anyway, folks, hope you enjoyed the show. We've had a great time. Franklin, thank you, man, for everything that you've done today. And, folks, we'll come back next weekend for the divisional rounds. Hope you have a great week. Enjoy the games today. You have been listening to the Sports Kings Wild Card Weekend Show right here on SB Nation Radio.